government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry.
The Ministry of Youth and Culture's achievements in 2013 include the opening of three museums to preserve Jamaica's rich cultural heritage, the implementation of the Culture Card pilot program, as well as the rollout of a much-needed graduate work experience program for tertiary graduates. But the list of accomplishments is headed by the passage of legislation to have the uncontrollable label dropped from children who exhibit behavioral problems. This was done within 2 months after Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna's commitment to have the label removed during her sectorial presentation in June. With this approval, judges will no longer have the option to sentence children with behavioral problems to correctional facilities. Additionally, 148 children deemed in need of care and protection were removed from police lockups during the January to May 2013 period. This is part of measures by the ministry to have Jamaica fully comply with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and the UN Standard Minimum Rules for the Administration of Juvenile Justice. The appointment of juvenile boards of visitors was another measure implemented to improve the treatment of children in state care. The boards were established in juvenile correctional and remand centers across the island to monitor their operations and will meet once per month.
Their functions will include observance and assessment of diet, health, maintenance, conditions of detention, and other matters relating to the safety and well-being of the children in the centers.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner. Some $9 million was spent on boosting the response and recovery mechanism of the Ananda Alert system. Ananda Alert is a nationwide system designed to ensure the safe and speedy recovery of a child who goes missing or is abducted.
We now have a staff of five, and we have a budget of $9 million to operate the system and certainly to pay staff. And I'm certain that with greater effort and with a budget, the Ananda Alert system will operate at greater levels of efficiency as well.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna. And in an effort to preserve Jamaica's rich cultural heritage, the ministry opened three museums located in Roxburgh, Manchester, the Seville Great House in St. Anne, and the National Museum at the Institute of Jamaica in Kingston.
The idea is to use the knowledge of our history to cause our people, particularly our young people, to rediscover our ancestral pedigree and rise above our challenges and situations and advance the age-old cause of redemption of our people. We owe it to our ancestors to do this.
The ministry also launched the pilot phase of its Culture Card program. The card will allow students free access to museums and galleries of the Institute of Jamaica, Jamaica Cultural Development Commission JCDC events, and Jambits Productions.
The Culture Card aims to really reset your approaches to culture, because we realize that in terms of our national reconstruction, of respect and appreciation for our culture, it has to start with you. And we want to ensure that all our children experience that culture and those elements of our Jamaican culture that will help you to become committed citizens of action to our nation.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna. The Culture Card is expected to expose hundreds of young people across the island to both the tangible and intangible aspects of the Jamaican culture. A college work experience program was established to address unemployment among college graduates. The program is designed to provide graduates aged 17 to 24 years with an opportunity to develop workplace skills while increasing self-confidence and developing their ability to apply theory to practical work experience. 30 youths from public and private institutions in the eastern parishes have benefited under the pilot phase of the program being carried out by the National Youth Service. And Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna was regraded and given a B+ by a number of youth groups based on her consistent efforts to improve the lives and overall well-being of the cohort she serves.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.